John chapter 11. Now there was a certain man who was sick, Lazarus, from Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, in order that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he remained at that time in the place where he was for 2 days. Then after this he said to the disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you are going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. He said these things, and after this he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going that I may wake him out of sleep. The disciples then said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. But Jesus had spoken about his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. So Jesus then told them plainly, Lazarus has died. And I rejoice for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 stadia away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary sat in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. And everyone who lives and believes into me shall by no means die forever. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who comes into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is calling you. And she, when she heard this, rose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came to where Jesus was, saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Then Jesus, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, was moved with indignation in his spirit, and was troubled. And he said, Where have you put him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews then said, "Behold, how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have caused that this man would not die?" Jesus, therefore, moved with indignation again in himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was deceased, said to him, "Lord, by now he smells, for it is the fourth day that he is there." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Then they took the stone away, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me. But because of the crowd standing around, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with cloths, and his face was bound about with a handkerchief. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come to Mary and beheld the things that he did, believed into him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus did. Then the chief priest and the Pharisees assembled a council and said, "What do we do? For this man is doing many signs. If we let him do so, all will believe into him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you take account of the fact that it is expedient for you that one man die for the people, and that not the whole nation perish." But this he did not say from himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. From that day, therefore, they took counsel to kill him. Jesus, therefore, no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went away from there to the region near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he remained with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover in order to purify themselves. They then sought Jesus, and said to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? That he will not, by any means, come to the feast?" Now the chief priest and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should disclose it, so that they might arrest him.